1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, Sioux Center Time, 751. First Thursday of the month, that means State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm okay. All right, well, the school year has started, so talk about some school issues, right, and funding for schools.
Yes. And, you know, when we last spoke, I had planned to talk about the back-to-school excitement today. But before I do, I feel like I need to speak about yesterday's news about the horrific school shooting in Georgia, in which two children and two teachers were killed. As you know, many others were injured, and I'm really distressed and saddened that these tragedies keep happening. In Connecticut, we're really fortunate to have strong gun violence prevention laws. These laws save lives. Our violent crime rates are 40% of the U.S. average, and they've declined by 41% since Connecticut enacted its sweeping gun safety laws in the wake of the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School. But there's always more that can be done, and we need to keep working to find those solutions to really address this epidemic. Because if you think about it, for the parents of the two children, family members of the teachers, and those who've been injured, and for so many other children in America, school doesn't feel like a safe place, and it really shouldn't be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. So it was really upsetting because I have fond memories of back to school with my children, and I think all parents should have those experiences. Going back to what I'd originally planned to talk about, which is the start of the new school year, on Tuesday I was thrilled to attend the ribbon cutting for the new vestibule at Greenwich High School. It's a beautiful state-of-the-art entryway that makes the school safer and ADA accessible, and it really befits Greenwich to have made the significant improvement. And as you know, we secured, for Central Middle School, we secured about $20 million for the reconstruction of Central Middle School. So I can't wait to see shovels in the ground on that project. And hopefully next year we'll get funding for the renovation of the old Greenwich School. And so, you know, it's great to see that our schools are being renovated and all these great improvements are being made so that our children can have, you know, the best learning environments possible. And I also want to note that in 2023, we voted for historic investments in K-12 education, the second largest in state history, and that was to reverse pandemic learning loss, hire teachers, add programming, and address students' mental health needs. And currently, our school, the Connecticut schools, are ranked number two in the nation by Wallet Hub, and I think we really need to keep working to make sure that we keep it that way. And Steve and Hector and I, when we started the session, the legislative session in 2 years ago, you know, we sort of sat together and brainstormed on what are some of the themes that we wanted to, or, you know, main issues that we wanted to focus on. And we decided that to focus on students and older adults. So in addition to advocating for schools, in the 2024 stabilization and bonding bills, we brought back tens of thousands of dollars for organizations that support our seniors in Greenwich and Stamford. Notably, there was funding to replace the roof at Parsonage Cottage and for River House in Greenwich. Parsonage Cottage, as you know, is a senior residence that provides a full spectrum of services and activities that, you know, enrich the daily lives of its residents. And River House is an adult day center that serves Greenwich, Stamford, and surrounding areas and helps older adults who wish to remain in their community but require some daytime assistance. And also we got funding to repair the elevators at the Greenwich Library, which serves both our children and our older adults, and as well as many other residents in the community. So that was really a priority for us, and we're glad to see that we were able to, you know, bring some money for these important organizations and that serve our community and our schools and all, you know, like I said, be able to focus on our children and our older adults.
Okay. One thing I know that it's been on the minds of a lot of people are energy costs. What can we expect moving forward, perhaps in the new session, maybe even a special session about addressing this issue?
Yes, that has been very frustrating for me and many of my constituents. There's a long history to this. It's a complicated problem that's been many years in the making. We're working to find feasible and impactful solutions to this issue and to find relief for residents. In the immediate future, I hope that the cooler temperatures will provide sort of more immediate relief, but certainly we need to find more long-term solutions. And like I said, we're really working to find feasible and impactful solutions for this issue.
Okay. Representative, about a minute or so, anything else you want to mention?
No, I think I covered,
you covered a
everything
lot.
For today, yes.
All right, all right.
Yes.
We're back
Thank
to
you.
School. All right, and the roads are going to be increasing in traffic, and we'll look forward to that as well. All right.
Yes, yes.
Representative Kana, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. Have
Thank
a good day.
You.
Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
That's State Representative Rachel Kana joins me on the first Thursday of each month.